Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started here. Again, thank you, everybody, for participating in Member Solutions Monthly Teleconference. The topic today is how to use exit surveys to improve your school. Now, one of the reasons why I chose this topic, of course, is because we've had a lot of requests from people who feel like they need to do exit surveys in their school, but it's something that's been around for such a long time that the newness has wore off, maybe the effect has wore off as well. But, of course, exit surveys can be a crucial tool to your martial arts business in more ways than one. Number one, it's a perfect opportunity for you to step outside the box, evaluate why people are leaving your school, and then try to make adjustments so that you're catering to your students' needs as long as they're not compromising your business ethics, of course. Number two, the exit survey is all part of your entire marketing strategy. We've talked a lot in the past about a marketing plan. People are starting to really get involved with running fantastic marketing plans. As a matter of fact, a lot of the people that I'm working really closely with have been experiencing record-breaking numbers in October, which is normally kind of a slow month, but we've got some people out there who have created such fantastic marketing plans. They're following through on them and are experiencing great success. So with that said, let's just really quickly review. Marketing your school includes four different categories. Number one is your advertising, which is, of course, your direct mail, your flyers, door hangers, newspaper ads, radio, television, and so forth. Number two is networking, and that's getting local businesses in your area to help promote and support your business, donate gift certificates that you can give to your new students, basically any way that you can work with other people to build the momentum and the strength of your school. Number three is publicity, and that's basically getting exposure either through the media or through public demonstrations and community service events. That's another important way to show your philanthropy of your business. The fourth most important part of your marketing plan, at least to me it's the most important, customer service. Providing your customers with fantastic opportunities to experience more than just martial arts training at your school, such as having income-generating events and non-income-generating events. Customer service also extends to the quality of professionalism that you're providing to your students, whether it's on the classroom floor, whether it's the atmosphere at your school, or even just your overall staff service that you're providing to your students. What falls into that category is the exit surveys. So we did a very good research report on exit surveys. It was provided to you through Member Solutions. If you're a Schumann Concepts member, it's in your Schumann Concepts archives. Just type in exit surveys and the report will come up. If for some reason you can't find the exit survey or you lost your email or you lost the report, you can email me, Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y, at ubuild.com, or, of course, if you're a Schumann Concepts member, Melody at SchumannConcepts.com, and I'll send that report to you immediately after this teleconference. So let's go ahead and get started. Again, like I said, exit surveys were really big a decade ago. Customer service trends were falling into place. But the consumer these days, they're a lot smarter than they were a decade ago. So I think it's time that we step back, we reevaluate the exit surveys, and let's find opportunities and ideas and tips that will really help make these exit surveys effective again. So what I wanted to do first is I just wanted to go over one of the reasons why people don't use an exit survey, or maybe why they stopped doing it, or maybe why they're not getting such success out of it as they once did. And then, of course, we'll find some answers to each one of these concerns. In the report, I listed out four of them. The number one concern, or number one reason why people fail to utilize the exit survey is because you may be a one-man show. You don't have time to send out the surveys and follow through with them when the surveys are sent back. Understandable, we have a solution for that. Number two, some people find the exit survey obsolete because many people don't send the surveys back when they receive them. It's understandable, too. It happens all the time. We think we found a fantastic solution to that as well. We're going to cover that in 1 second. Number three, some people are so passionate about what they do, when they read the comments sent back by former students, it hurts even more and builds frustration. I'll be the first person to admit that I'm one of those people. Every time I get an exit survey back, I kind of get a little nervous because I really don't want to hear negative feedback. I really put my all in my effort, in my attitude, and my enthusiasm into my martial arts school. And the last thing I want to hear is some kind of negative comments, something that people judged me on that maybe I didn't intentionally mean to do to them, to disappoint them. So, of course, I understand that as well. But, again, you got to remember that criticism is probably the best kind of feedback that you can have for your business because it really lets you know the hardcore methods or hardcore avenues that you really need to take a look at and try to adjust so that you don't have other people feel the same way about your business. So I think we found some solutions for that as well. Number four, some people don't have an exit survey. They don't know what to ask or why to ask it. Well, of course, we found a solution for that as well because we provided you with a fantastic exit survey, and we even increased the customer service to you guys by providing you with a really cool exit survey chart, too. So we're going to cover all this right now. Let's just go ahead and start from the very top. Reason number one, some people are a one-man show. They don't have time to send out the exit surveys and follow through when the surveys are sent back. This is very common. There's a lot of martial arts schools that are a one-man show. One of the solutions that I have for this is to ask a parent or adult student to help you out with the exit survey. We all have those raving parents who say, martial arts has done fantastic for my child. Or those raving students that say, martial arts has done fantastic for me. I owe you a lot. This is fantastic. I'm so happy to be here. This is one of the best decisions I've made in my life. And if there's anything I can ever do to help you out, you just let me know. I'm here to help. Those are the people that you want to say, well, as a matter of fact, there is something that you can help me out with. I need to send out these exit surveys. I want to increase the customer service to my school. I am a one-man show. I could use some help. Would you mind helping me out with this? You'd be surprised by how many people would be more than happy to help you out with that. Of course, I caution you, make sure that you have the right person for the job. You definitely don't want to have one person who maybe sends out the exit surveys, but they don't follow up on them, or you don't want one person who sends out the exit surveys, gets back all these comments, and then, of course, starts to tell everybody else what the comments were. You want somebody who you can trust with your business, trust with your privacy, and, of course, trust with the professionalism that you're trying to represent. Kind of off the topic, but I want to make sure that I throw this in here because I think this is very important. If you are a one-man show, I think really what you need to do is you got to find somebody to help you out. I understand if you have a budget and you can't afford to hire somebody, but get somebody on a volunteer basis that can help you out with some of the things that really can help you step out of that one-man show by helping you increase your business. And one of those ideas is a PR director. I have a PR director at my school. She works for free. She's a very social person, great personality. I gave her business cards and said, hey, will you be my PR director? Primarily what you're going to do is your job is just to promote our school. Whenever you're out in the community and you're meeting people, get their business cards. Put them on your networking list. Every time we have an event or activity, send them an email for me announcing what the event is. And then, of course, as PR, coming into the school, socializing with my parents, taking pictures at our events so we can post them on a site, we can hang them in our school, and, of course, email them to the students so we can share their memories. A PR person would be an ideal person to do the exit surveys as well so that they can help utilize feedback so that we can try to find a way to grow the business together. So that's something you want to think about. If you want more information on the PR director, of course, the teleconference isn't what this is for, but, of course, you can call me, you can email me. If you're a Member Solutions client, you get 20-minute consultations, complimentary of Member Solutions, so make sure you utilize that, and I'll go over the PR director information a little bit more. But let's go ahead and move back onto the exit surveys and talk about reason number two. Some people find exit survey obsolete because many people, they don't send the exit surveys back when they receive them. Of course, you know, I get surveys all the time when I buy a new vehicle, I make big purchases, all those big corporations, they send out those customer satisfaction surveys, and I very rarely send them back either. But here's an idea that would make me want to send them back. Number one is convenience. If you send out an exit survey and you include a self-addressed stamp envelope, that's really going to help because it's convenient. All they have to do is fill out the survey, put it in the envelope, and then put it in their mailbox. It's very, very simple. And one person that I was talking to recently at one of our Truman Contest events was telling me that he kind of does the same thing on another unrelated idea, but he says because he includes the stamp in his marketing material so that they can send the feedback back, he feels like they're going to do it because they don't want to waste that stamp, which is kind of very cool, just having that live stamp on the envelope. It may make the people feel like, okay, well, they spent the money on the stamp. I might as well fill out the survey and send it back. Here's another thought, though, and this is working really well. A lot of my Sherman Concept schools who have been using this report for quite some time now is offering some kind of incentive to send it back. If you take the time to just fill out this exit survey, put it in the self-addressed stamped envelope, and send it back, we'll mail you a $5 gift card to Blockbuster. Or perhaps you want to mail a $10 gift card to Blockbuster. Or if you're really eager to get some very good feedback, you can even offer $25. I would probably stick more to the $5 gift card, but you catch my drift on where I'm going with this. Offering them some kind of incentive to take the time to fill it out. The feedback is priceless because you're going to learn a lot about how to improve your business. So don't think that the exit surveys aren't very important. They are very important. So that might help you find some simple solutions. Just from feedback from a lot of my Schumann Concept schools, again, who have been using this exit survey, who are using the gift cards, they're saying it's working really well. So let's go ahead and move on to reason number three. Reason number three, people don't use the exit surveys is because, again, you're passionate about what you do. The last thing you want is to hear some negativity. But, again, you got to remember that criticism is the best way to grow your business. If you're not hearing from people who are outside of your box on why they left, then you're really cutting yourself short. Because although you may think that your classes are fantastic and you are fantastic, which, of course, you are, it's always good to know what other people think about you, and if anything, it's going to bring it to your attention, and you're going to take it into strong consideration as you're making adjustments, as you're making innovations to your school. So, again, that feedback is very important. Just to make you feel better, I put in here the golden rule for constructive criticism. Number one, welcome the feedback. I'm to the point right now in my business because I own a martial arts school again, considering myself a rookie again in the martial arts school field. I'm also a consultant. It's very important for me to know what my customers like and what they don't like, what they found resourceful and what they found was a waste of time. So any kind of feedback that I get, whether it's positive or negative, I welcome it right away because the last thing I want to do is provide somebody with poor service. I've just gotten to that point in my life where I don't want to have any poor customer service. If anything, I want to have the best customer service possible. Number two, after you welcome that feedback, listen to what the criticism is. Really listen. That's why, again, my mother always tells me, God gave me 2 ears and one mouth because you got to listen twice as much as what you talk. Number three, restate that criticism and make sure that you understand it. Number four, view the criticism as an attempt to fix a problem, not a personal attack. That's the hardest part. When you get that criticism, try to find a way to fix the problem. If you take it personally, it's going to be a rough road. It's not going to be worth it. So if you could step outside of your box and take that criticism as a way to fix your business and not look at it as an attack on you, you're going to make the most out of this exit survey, and you're going to see a lot of success down the road because of it. So now the final tip, of course, is focus on possible solutions to each criticism. So if you do get these criticisms, you don't look at them as personal attacks, and you try to find different solutions on how to fix it, again, that's where you take your business to the next level. If I didn't listen to anything that any of my students, my customers, my clients have said in the past, I wouldn't be where I am right now. And I can tell you, being in the martial arts business, owning a chain of very successful martial arts schools, and then going into the consulting field, I can tell you that I know that we're not perfect still. And anytime somebody tries to tell us or gives us some kind of criticism, we welcome it with open arms, and we're always trying to find solutions. Of course, and another thing, of course, keep in mind is you're not always going to find a solution to all the criticism, but at least it's going to help you make your business better if you can, if it's within your means, and that's very important to remember. So let's go on again, or let's go on right here. In the report, I actually put in here an exit survey chart, and this is really, really cool. And a lot of people who are using this have had a lot of fun with it because, if anything, it's a refresher having them think, well, you know what, our school isn't as bad as what I thought it was. We're losing quite a few students, or at least to me, we're losing a lot of students. But at the same time, when I put the replies from the exit survey into this chart, I'm realizing that we're losing a lot of people that it's beyond our control. Either they relocated, or they got an injury or illness that has prevented them from training anymore, or they had a scheduling conflict, but very rarely am I getting any of these lost interests or could no longer afford the tuition or not satisfied with the customer service. Of course, if you are getting those, you got to look at it constructively, and you got to find solutions on how you can fix it. And that's what I'm here for, through Member Solutions or through Schumann Concepts. You have my undivided attention. If you are getting this kind of feedback, I can help you find some great solutions. But again, let's go back to this chart. Right now with my school, and I'm just going to speak from personal experience, at On the Mat Martial Arts, we've lost a total of 5 students. We've lost 1 student who moved. We lost 1 student who, she had a bad knee coming into the martial arts, but she really wanted to do it. She was training in the martial arts. She was feeling fantastic. And then she was training outside of the school, hurt her knee, and she just, the doctor said, you can't do martial arts anymore. So that's 2. The other 3 people that we lost kind of fall into could no longer afford the tuition, in the sense where 2 separate parents actually had to get into full-time jobs, which meant that they couldn't actually attend the classes no more because the classes were at a time that wasn't convenient for them. So I guess that would fall more into the scheduling conflict and could no longer afford the tuition. And then the last student that we lost him because his mother was having a hard time getting him to the classes. She had to put him in an after-school martial arts program. So when I look at it, if I put those replies into my charts, to me, losing 5 students, it sounds like a lot, and I'm a little disappointed. But then when I look at it, really the major categories that people are falling into are scheduling conflicts. That's good for me to know. Now, although I'm not going to change my schedule because we've adjusted our schedule according to the science and psychology of child's learning, and we've discovered that children who take classes after 6 p.m., it affects their retention and so forth. We like to keep our classes earlier. It at least lets me know that I'm losing students because of my schedule. So down the road, if I really want to maximize my retention and maximize the potential for retaining my students, I'm going to have to take into consideration putting some later class times for those students who can't make it prior to 5 p.m. So that's very good for me to know. Again, you put these replies into the chart, you rate them, and based on what your replies get, if you have 1, if you're at a plus or better based on the replies that you get from your chart, then that means you have an excellent school. Of course, there's above average, average, below average, and needs improvement if you're in the negative, which would be multiple people saying that they lost interest and they would not refer your school to anybody else. Those people, if you are getting a lot of those comments, make sure you book a consultation with myself or Renciali so that we can sit down and we can try to identify your weak spots and try to fix them accordingly so that you don't get those kind of replies or you limit the amount of replies you get in your exit surveys. But again, it's a disappointment if you are falling in a -1 category. But again, at the same time, it's a good thing that we're discovering it so that we can fix the problem, find some fantastic solutions, and get you out of that negative playing field. We want to put you in that positive playing field. And the only way to put you in that positive playing field is to, first of all, identify that that ultimately is the reason why your retention is so low or maybe you're losing so many students. So again, you can take a negative and turn it into a positive immediately. Don't be scared. Number 4, some people don't have an exit survey, don't know what to ask for or why to ask it. We've got the solution. We have an exit survey available for you through Member Solutions, also through Schumann Concepts. If you notice that there's a letter that we've included that you could send to your students talking about the gift card that you want to offer, there's also the quality control survey is actually what we call it instead of an exit survey. We always want to use that transformational vocabulary and maximize what we're saying to our students or our lost students. So this survey right here just basically has them fill in the reasons why they're leaving, and then they send it right back to you. Now, this was done in an email attachment. If you want your exit survey, you want the exit survey chart, and you want the exit survey letter sent to you in a Word document, just go ahead and shoot me over an email. I have it in Word document. That way you can make the adjustments, or you can just cut and paste this attachment that you got from your email. So let's just go ahead and talk about the step-by-step instructions on how to use the exit survey. The first thing that you want to do is gather all your inactive students for the last 6 months. If you're using UBuild, this should be pretty easy. All you have to do is just look in your database. If you're not using a software management system, of course, you're going to have to go through your files, perhaps have a volunteer go through your paperwork, help make that list of all the students who haven't been here. Then what you want to do is you want to create packets to send to each one of them. The package should include, number one, the letter that basically explains the quality. I'm going to change the quality control survey here. And number two includes the quality and control survey. And then, of course, you also, if you really want to maximize your response, put in a self-addressed stamped envelope as well in that packet. Then you want to send all these packets out. As they come back in, you have your master list of the students that you sent the letters to, the quality control surveys to. Highlight their name on the list so that you see the amount of replies that you had. Document each exit survey or quality control survey as they come back in on your chart. And then after the 30-day deadline, of course, you notice I put a 30-day deadline because after that, you're really not going to have as many results. If you wait longer than 30 days, your momentum enthusiasm is going to wear down too. So after the 30 days deadline, review the exit chart, begin to plan methods for improving your business. Again, you can contact me via email, book a consultation, and I'll help review your replies as well. And then, of course, make sure that everybody who sends back the quality control surveys, you follow up by sending them a thank you card and sending them a gift card. That's very, very, very important. And then, of course, repeat the process of your sending out your exit surveys every 3 months, every 6 months if you're not losing a lot of students, and perhaps maybe even every year if you want to. And then, of course, you don't have to send out the new quality control surveys or exit surveys to people who have already replied back to you. So keep that in mind. Once you highlight them on the list, you can remove them. Now, here's just a little bit of motivation for you. Hopefully, this will really help entice you to take advantage of this fantastic marketing opportunity. I had one student in particular who sent out the exit surveys in February, and she got several students who actually came back and rejoined the school. And the reason why, she said, is, number one, some of those people who left just left because at the point in time that they were training, life got a little complicated. It wasn't because they didn't want to do martial arts anymore. It was just because they really had to reorganize or restructure their life. When they got that exit survey in the mail, it reminded them how much they enjoyed martial arts. And also, she even said that some of them felt bad. They thought that, you know, they were getting the quality control or exit survey, whatever you want to refer to it. They got that survey because they thought that they didn't like the program anymore. So they came back and said, no, we didn't leave because we didn't like your school anymore and we felt bad, so we wanted to come back. We want to support the school. We really like your school. We like your operations. Life just got a little bit difficult. So I believe she got several of them. I believe she got anywhere between four and five students back just from one exit survey. So if you think about it, it's, again, another fantastic marketing tool. If you've been in the martial arts business for the last 5 years and you have not sent out exit surveys, I would make a list of every single student who has joined your school and left and then send out exit surveys to them. I bet you that you'll get several students to come back into your school. And this is a very low-cost marketing avenue. So if anything, that should sell you on doing the exit surveys just because there's a potential of you getting your previous students back. Then, of course, the additional benefit to it is for you to identify where your strengths are, where your weaknesses are, sit down with your staff, and make plans to innovate your business or improve your business accordingly. So that's my exit survey pitch. Hopefully I covered the four most common objections. But, of course, I know you're all sitting there on the line with some additional questions that you may have about the exit survey. So let's go ahead and open up the line for anybody who has any additional questions or even comments. If you are a Schumann Concept member, you're a Member Solutions client, and you've already taken advantage or utilized the exit survey and you're getting great results, I would love for you to say it over the phone just so other people can hear and motivate them and entice them to take advantage of this marketing opportunity. So let's go ahead and open it up to you guys. Who would like to start with any kind of questions or comments out there?
Paladin.
Yes.
This is Larry Bullard in Atlanta.
Sir.
This is related. You brought it up, so I'm going to bring it up.
Okay.
I'm one of those one-man shows.
Okay.
And I really need to hire somebody yesterday.
Okay.
And so what I'm struggling with is whether to hire them as independent contractors or as employees, and then two, how to compensate them.
how to compensate them. You know, it's very hard to answer that question without really digging into your business and finding out more about what you can afford and what you can't afford. So I'm going to give you a generalized answer over the phone right now just so that people can hear. And then, of course, I'd like for you to go ahead and book a 20-minute consultation with me through your member solutions representative, and you and I can talk about it more in detail. I can find out about your stats, your statistics, your situation, and really help you figure that out. Well, you know, independent contractors, that's kind of a tricky thing. You know, you really need to have a good accountant if you are going to pay independent contractors. I really don't like paying taxes on my employees because I just feel like it's going into the government, and I don't want to get into my opinion right now on the government or the economy. But all of my employees, I don't pay as independent contractors. I actually pay them as employees now. It's just the easiest way for me to manage them. It's the easiest way to manage my taxes, manage my finances, and stuff like that. So I definitely, if I were you, I would go into hiring them as an employee. I would steer away from independent contractors until down the road when you have more employees, and then you want to try to figure out what position best fits them and whether or not they need to be paid as an employee or if it makes sense to pay them as an independent contractor. That's your first answer. Number two, how do you go about compensating them? Well, it really depends on the position. You know, if you hire a PR director or you ask a PR director to help you promote your school on a volunteer basis, then you can just give them basic commissions on the amount of students that you have over your average. So, for example, if you sign up on average five students per month, and you bring on this PR director and they're doing it on kind of a volunteer slash commission basis, and you're noticing because of your PR director, you're signing up 10 students. Well, I would pay them commissions on the additional 5 students per month that you're getting. I would even go as high as offering them 50% of the down payment because you wouldn't have gotten those 5 students if you didn't have the help from the PR director. But other positions, as far as suggestions, of course, you can hire an office manager who makes a small base salary and then makes commissions off of your monthly growth, off of your enrollment, things like that. Again, this is something that, Larry, I think it's best if we talk about in a 20-minute consultation so I can find out specifically what's going to best fit your needs. But thank you very much.
That sounds good.
Okay, thanks for asking that question. I hope I at least gave you some kind of answer to start with. Okay, who else has any questions? I know there's a lot of people on the line, and I know a lot of you like to stay quiet and just kind of listen and shop around. But, you know, when you ask questions online, it really helps everybody else. And we did this exit survey teleconference, I believe, 2 weeks ago. We had a lot of questions. Unfortunately, we didn't get an opportunity to record that one, and this one is going to be the one that's on the Member Solutions site. So if you guys could go ahead and ask some additional questions, just so that we have some good, solid material for other people who are going to listen to the follow-up, that would be beneficial. So, again, what other kind of questions do we have out there?
Melody, this is John from New Hampshire.
Yes, John.
This is going to seem kind of silly, but what about the idea of, like, a suggestion box or something? So someone could anonymously put some stuff in there, and, you know, it's either being put in by students' parents or students themselves as far as concerns they may have on an anonymous basis, but stuff you could obviously look at as concerns that they may have without them having to come to you personally.
Right,
or leave.
Right, right. Well, you know what? I think that you asked a fantastic question there. I think a suggestion box is good, and I think that it's bad. Because I think that when you open it up, an anonymous opportunity for people to comment on your business, they're going to sit there and go, what can I comment on? And we just have some of those people who the only time they speak is when they speak negative.
Right.
But at the same time, the suggestion box, you're exactly right. It gives them an opportunity to come to you anonymously without having that fear that they're being a complainer, but they do have some really, really important or serious concerns, at least to them, and instead of them just quitting, being able to have an outlet on where they can express their concerns. So let me tell you how I would make it work to make it work good versus make it bad. I wouldn't leave the suggestion box up 24/7 day for the entire, I wouldn't leave it up all the time. Basically, what I would do is maybe put up the suggestion box on a quarterly basis and only put it up for a two-week period. That way, if people really do have concerns, they're going to reply immediately. So I would also maybe even have a letter that you can either pass out, you could send via email, you could post it on your site, or you could have it posted by the suggestion box, but make sure that the letter is positive. Your transformational vocabulary, you really want to highlight there. You want to say suggestion box and say, dear students, and I'm going to use my school, at On the Mat Martial Arts, we're embarking yet on another innovative year. This 2006 year is going to be a very positive one. With that said, we'd like to get your suggestions, your comments, your feedbacks on how you feel about our business. Customer service is our number one priority. Innovations are our number one goal. We constantly want to provide top-notch service. So we'd like to hear from each and every one of you your thoughts, your concerns, maybe even just your comments. Whether they're good or bad, we welcome them all because we're planning again for the 2006 year, and we want to make sure that we're catering to your needs. Something like that is very positive because you're throwing in there that you're planning for the next year, you're innovating, you're throwing those words in that are positive, innovation and planning in 2006, and you're thinking about the future. So it's attaching the purpose of having that suggestion box. That'll help people say, well, you know what, I just want to comment that I love the school. Or since you are planning for the 2006 year and you're making all these innovations, maybe I suggest that you have a family class or this or that. I think that right there may make the suggestion box a much better tool than just putting it out there. So if you are going to use one, which is a great question, I think it's a great idea, I would do it the most positive way that I possibly can, and maybe attaching a letter to the suggestion box is a good idea for that, to make it positive.
Thank you.
Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
Okay, great. You're very welcome. What other kind of questions do we have out there?
Melody, it's Dixie in New York.
Hey, Dixie. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic.
Good. If we were to do the survey box or comment box, would it be best to give them a constructed, just kind of like your exit survey, would it be best to give them a constructed questions instead of leave any comment you want?
Oh, yeah, I think that's a great idea, too. As a matter of fact, I guess I should have mentioned that when John asked the question, yeah, you want to have pre-made cards made that have, you know, those little spots just like you have on the quality control survey, and then, of course, a blank spot underneath for the comments. I think that is a good idea. As a matter of fact, that sounds like a good idea for an upcoming report where I'll draft a letter that you can post in your website, pass out to your students, or post right next to the suggestion box, and I'll even create the little suggestion comment card. So thank you for bringing that up, and thank you for bringing that to my attention. Okay, any other questions, comments that people have regarding the exit survey or the suggestion box? No questions, comments, no questions. How about some comments? Is there anybody who's on the teleconference right now who has either used this exit survey or used former exit surveys and had an experience that they'd like to share, maybe just to bring to people's attention that can be good or can be bad? Does anybody want to share their comments on past exit survey experiences?
Hey, Melody, it's Mark.
Hey, Mark.
We just started doing the exit surveys after we talked about it, what was it, 2 weeks ago, I think it was.
Okay.
We've gotten three back so far, and, you know, they're basically in the realm of where you were at. You know, tuition got to be too much money, too many kids in the family, time constraints, that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I've also done the suggestion box in the school, and when they've done it, you get very minimal response on it.
Uh-huh.
I've gotten actually back more on the exit survey than I've gotten putting the suggestion box in the school.
Okay,
so,
very good to hear. Now, on your exit surveys, here's just since we're all on the line and we're just talking and we're networking, maybe here's another thing that we can think about is if you are getting exit surveys filled out and people are taking the time to fill them out and send them back and they're sending back comments like it just got to be a little too expensive, it may be a good idea to send them some kind of offer exclusively to them. So say, for example, it's a family member with three family members, and they really liked it, but it just got very expensive because we all know that family memberships are very high now, and a lot of people are starting to make sure that they maximize the amount of revenue they can generate from a family. It may be a good idea to say, thank you for sending the exit survey. I understand that one of the reasons why you left is because the tuition was very high. How about if I extend an exclusive offer to you only? How about if I charge you for the first and second person, but the third person is free? And would that get you back in here? Those are ideas that you can do following up on your exit survey, just like Mark said. Mark, you could potentially get another, you can potentially get three students back into your school that you may otherwise wouldn't have without using the exit survey. Mark, have you thought about doing that or sending that to your students?
Sorry, I had to unmute there. it's actually the next step that we're going to do. I'm just leaving a little bit of time in between, and then going to send it out. I'm actually going to do it as a special Christmas offer.
Oh, perfect. That's a great idea. And keep me posted on that. Let me know how that works, because I'm sure we'll revisit this topic again sometime in the future, and it'll be great to share with the people what your results were on that. Thank you very much for that, Mark.
You got it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments that people have?
Yeah, Melody, this is Jim. My question is, have you got any data on what people have got back in exit surveys, the most common reason for leaving?
The most common reason for people leaving is scheduling conflicts. And that's just because everybody has such random schedules. It's really hard to please everybody. But that seems to be, from all the people that I network with and coach with that have talked about the exit survey, that seems to be the most common answer. Now, I think that the scheduling conflict answer could potentially be not necessarily a cop-out, but just, you know, the excuse that they want to use, and maybe they're not providing you with more, but that's not necessarily a bad thing either. You know, if somebody really doesn't like you or has a problem with you, they could make their comments and really shoot right at you and make it anonymous and get you. So again, if you're getting feedback that scheduling conflicts and they're not negative, that's not necessarily a bad thing. That just shows you that it just at least reinforces that maybe your school isn't as bad as what you think, because sometimes we all get in a slump and we lose a significant amount of students in one period of time and we're thinking we're doing something wrong. So we send out an exit survey and we get the surveys back, but none of them are negative. That may just at least for your soul make yourself feel a little bit better. Good question there. Other comments, questions that people have?
Melody.
Yes.
John again.
Yes, John.
Hey, I don't want to beat a dead horse with this whole thing. With the other aspect, the whole ideal I like behind the, like, a comment box. I'm not sure the gentleman's name I just talked to him, said he didn't have
Mark.
A lot of feedback,
yes.
But Mark. But the other ideal I like about that is the anonymous thing. Is it gives someone who doesn't want to start a conflict or whatever to just throw something in, and you are going to have people that are going to throw things in unnecessarily, but just by putting something in like that, it'll keep you sharp. It'll keep you on your toes that, you know, and constantly thinking like you should be, that there's always room for improvement.
Oh, absolutely. I think that, again, like I said, you know, Mark may have had limited responses from his suggestion box, number one, possibly because he's been in the area for a while. Maybe it was up there for a while. Also, number two, Mark runs a very good operation, so people don't really feel the need to fill out a suggestion box. But I agree with you, John. I think it's something that's good to keep you on your toes. Just to tell you guys and spill the beans about a personal experience that I had with somebody making a comment most recently in one of our past and one of our recent open houses, we ran this big open house event with bounce house and everything. I was, of course, extremely active the entire day with my students, running around, jumping around. I had my uniform on, of course, my uniform. By the time it got to the afternoon, my uniform was dirty. It had drink spills and, of course, all over it. So I took my uniform jacket off, and I wore one of my extreme fitness kickboxing tops. Which is sleeveless, and I had a parent, an anonymous parent, send me an email saying that that's kind of an insult that you're wearing a sports top, and it's sending a bad message to young girls out there. Me personally, you know, I wear that when I teach my extreme kickboxing. It's in all my advertising material. I personally don't think that it's an insult. Maybe it's because I feel like I'm in a new generation of martial arts. But the suggestion, at first, it was an attack on me. But then when I started thinking about it, I said, okay, I know that when I have school events, I'm going to avoid wearing anything that may offend any parents. So, again, it's always good feedback. It's going to keep me on my toes because I'm going to make sure that I have a shirt that I can wear afterwards just in case something happens to my uniform next time I have one of those big events. So I think that you're right, John, and I think that it is a very good idea. As a matter of fact, it's something that we're probably going to do, that I'm sure we're going to do here during the holiday season, just because I want to make sure, again, that I'm servicing my customers the best that I possibly can. So that is a great suggestion. Thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Okay. Any other questions or comments that people have? And, again, thank you very much for all these comments. This is great. It gives us a lot to work with, a lot to think about. Does anybody want to have to add anything in before we wrap this up? Nobody wants to add anything in. Okay, well, thank you again very much, everybody who took the opportunity to get on the teleconference and give their comments and their feedbacks. I really appreciate it. Again, if you need a copy of the exit survey sent to you, Word document, or you want to get the entire report because you lost it, you have my email address. If you are a Member Solutions client, remember, book those 20-minute consultations as you're getting feedback from these exit surveys. This is going to provide you with a fantastic opportunity for me or Renchi Alley to sit down with you and help you turn this situation into a fantastic opportunity to grow your school. This is compliments of Member Solutions. Make sure you take advantage of that opportunity because Member Solutions does go way out of the way to provide all these extra services for you, and the best way to thank them for these free services is to utilize them the most that you can. And, of course, you guys are utilizing them right now by participating in this teleconference. Just to really wrap it up, again, remember, exit surveys is a major part of your marketing plan. It's very important that you're constantly evaluating yourself, evaluating your staff to find ways that you can improve. The exit survey is a great opportunity for that. I just want to take a minute to thank everybody who sent me the request for the exit survey. I believe that we had 4 or 5 people in the last 2 months say that they would like to see the exit survey revisited for a Member Solutions teleconference. So thank you guys very much. I think that this was probably one of the most resourceful teleconferences that we've done through Member Solutions. It definitely has already generated results, and hopefully it will generate results for months to come from people who are going to listen to this recorded teleconference online at Member Solutions. I want to thank Schumann Concept members for your support. Thank you guys very much for attending the teleconference. This was compliments of Joe Galea and the Member Solutions team. He always wants to provide you guys with opportunities to see other things that Member Solutions is doing, and, of course, myself, all the other involvements that I'm participating in the martial arts industry. Again, guys, send me your feedback. Give me an exit survey. I'm giving you guys a verbal quality control survey over the phone. Let me know what you like about the teleconferences. Let me know what you like about the reports. Not just the Member Solutions clients, but Schumann Concepts members, since I have you on stage right now. Send me your comments and thoughts and feedbacks about the Schumann Concepts site. You guys let me know what you like. Let me know what you'd like to see more of. Let me know if I'm doing anything wrong. This is all constructive. I definitely want to enter the 2006 season with quality consulting that helps everybody grow. I'm here to make your job easier. So anything that I can do, please let me know. And again, one more time, thank you guys very much for participating, and thank you, Member Solutions, with the opportunity for us to network and talk about ways that we can improve our industry. You guys have a fantastic weekend, and happy Halloween, everybody.
You too, man.
Thanks, Bowie.